Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just invite five guys who over the past 2 or 3 years have experienced healing in their bodies of different kinds. And then we want to just take a moment to pray for healing this morning. And the reason that we share stories is that when we share testimonies of what God has done, it releases faith and grace for that same miracle to take place again. So if you hear a story that's about to be shared and you think, wow, I've got that condition, then let faith rise in your heart. Because we're then going to pray for you that the same miracle happens in your body, okay? So if you hear a story and think, wow, I'd love that to happen to me this morning, take it and begin to ask God, would you do a miracle in my body this morning? So I'm just going to invite five guys to come up, and as they do, why don't we give them a round of applause? Jane Finch, Ken Horton, Kerry Dufresne, Philippa Kellett, and KJ Gracie. If you guys could come and join me. Guys, why don't you just come down here. Come on down. Fantastic. All right, so let's start. KJ, Philippa, Philby. There we go, Philby. So, going to ask you guys both, all two questions. So firstly, Philby, tell us what was wrong with you and how it was affecting you.
Okay, the morning that I got prayer, I actually had woken up and I moved in bed and completely spasmed my neck so that I was actually in immense amount of pain. And so even getting dressed and coming to church, I was literally like sitting in my chair like this, couldn't move, couldn't even turn my neck. It was really painful.
Okay, so you're stiff as a board on the Sunday yep. morning. So tell us what happened after you were prayed for.
Okay, so after I was prayed for, I just felt this sense of God's presence. I really saw sort of Jesus in my mind coming and putting his hand on my neck. And I felt this surge of like power go through my body that really made me feel quite wobbly. And afterwards, like I had full movement in my neck. And then it was like, the pain wasn't fully gone, but it was about 95% gone. And then within 2 days, the whole thing was completely healed, which was quite unusual for me.
Fantastic. Let's give God a round of applause for that. That's amazing. Fantastic. KJ has actually got two healing stories, so we're gonna get two for the price of one here. So it's excellent. KJ, let's take you back 2 years ago.
Okay.
So tell us what condition you had.
So I have had short sight, I guess, just trouble with my eyes. Wore glasses, wasn't a very big deal. Wore contact lenses because I was vain. And then I had children, and my prescription started to change, but I couldn't afford to get contact lenses, so I just sort of muddled through. And then I was playing on the worship team for one of the conferences here, and the guy, can't remember who the guest speaker was.
Andre Bassoni.
Okay.
Yep.
He said, if you've got a problem with your eyes, put your hands over your eyes. And actually, I'd forgotten to bring my glasses, so I'd scribbled the chords really big on the chord sheet so that I could play along with the team. And I thought, oh, come on, I'll just put my hands over. And he prayed, and I didn't really feel anything or feel like anything had happened. And then I got to a bit in the music where I couldn't really play one-handed, so I took my hands off my eyes and suddenly realised I could not only read the chords but all the lyrics. So then Mike Green, somewhere in the church, there's an optician, wasn't really happy with just my word for that. So he said I needed to come in and get my eyes tested. I've got 20/20 vision.
Wow, so you got 20/20 vision. That is amazing. I love it. Stay there. Come on. Hands up if you wear glasses here. Anyone like 20/20 vision this morning? Okay, well, we can pray for that in just a moment. So, KJ, something else happened just over this past weekend. So,
yeah.
tell us about that as well.
So, I broke my wrist a couple of times when I was younger and didn't get it set properly. And sometimes it just gets painful if I'm using it a lot. And over the course of this week, I've been playing the piano a lot at various things. And I just get, like, pain if I play for a long time. And so there was a word about people with mobility problems, and I thought, sort of mobility, I'll get some prayer for that. It just sort of felt like almost like my hand had been dipped in warm oil.
Wow.
And then, yeah, no pain. It was completely gone. And
so no pain this morning. It's all completely gone.
No, and I mean, I've been playing all week. And so yesterday, Simon came to borrow a piano from me, and I had to get someone to help him carry it because I couldn't lift it.
Wow.
But yeah, no, absolutely fine today.
Praise God. No, amazing. Thank you so much, Ken. This is Ken. So Ken, tell us what condition you had and how it's affecting you.
Okay, well,
put that right up there.
Right there.
There you
is
go.
That okay, good. The first time we walked in here, which was 2 years ago, July 11, I'd been carrying a shoulder injury, left shoulder, for the past 2.5 years. It incapacitated my left arm. I mean, I had no strength, I had no grip. It had been like that. I just lived with it over that time, and I'm right-handed, so you know that was it. That was the condition I actually had.
Great. So you got prayed for, and tell us a bit about.
Actually, no.
Oh, you didn't get prayed for.
Specifically,
so, healing without prayer.
We were sat up the back there, and during the course of the meeting, and particularly at the end, you preached, and you called everybody to prayer. Everybody stood up, and everybody prayed, and this just went. I mean, this arm that I couldn't do anything with.
Wow.
I could do everything with.
Isn't that amazing?
There and then.
Fantastic.
I just give glory to God for the power of the Holy Spirit moving, and I thank God for the healing fellowship.
Yeah.
When God's people gather together in prayer, healing happens.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ken. That's absolutely fantastic. Ken was telling me earlier that actually he got healed again this week. He was driving the car. He had some aching in his arm. And his wife prayed for him in the car, anointed it with oil, and the pain disappeared immediately in the car. So, isn't that amazing? So, Kerry, come and join me. This is Kerry. So, Kerry, tell us a little bit about what condition you had.
Okay, these left shoulders are 10 a penny, aren't they, really? I had a car crash at the end of January. A car came into the back of me. It was not my driving. substantial damage to the back of the car and my left shoulder. I was on the way to church, but I didn't make it that night. So for months, severe pain, left shoulder pain. I'm a nurse. Finally went for some treatment, but nothing could shift it.
So tell us what happened.
Yeah, at the end of July, Wendy had a word. She was so specific, and you know when it's for you, don't you?
Yeah.
Left shoulder pain, nerve damage. So she prayed with me. She said afterwards she felt nothing. I was burning. But immediately the pain has been removed and never returns. So.
Amazing. Fantastic. Thank you so much. Isn't that amazing? Wow. You know, we had some amazing healings this last weekend over the conference. There was one lady who couldn't bend her toes. I think she had metal actually in her toes and couldn't move them. After prayer, her toes were perfectly straight for the first time in a long time. Isn't that amazing? So listen, guys, if you recognize one of those conditions in your own body, maybe it's a shoulder issue, maybe it's eyesight issue. What else did we have? Shoulders, arms, necks, mobility issues. If you have any of those issues, then why don't you just stand right now?
I've had quite an ache across my lower back for some time, for 18 months on and off, and it hurts more when I'm sitting, and then I try and straighten up, and that's when I have to kind of crank myself to a straight position because it really, really hurts. And I'd been sitting this morning and it was aching, and Simon's just prayed, and the lady next to me, and it's just completely gone. I don't feel any pain at all. Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Come on, fantastic. Johanna, tell us what's going on.
So I've had joint problems in my hands, arthritis actually, and had loads of prayer, and basically it started to hurt when I play the piano a few months ago and kind of doing other things, but just now I've definitely got more mobility, less stiffness, and pain has gone down significantly.
For like open roots and my teeth showing, and I've lived for about 3-4 years with like a dull constant ache, and as soon as the word teeth was mentioned, it just literally went.
Wow. So you got no pain in those areas anymore?
No, none at all.
That's amazing. Wow. Praise God. Isn't that amazing? Just wave at me if you know that it's, something's just happened in your body. You've got a reduction of pain, or you know that the Holy Spirit's doing something right now. Just wave at me. Yeah? Do you want to just kind of quickly share? This is my friend Chris.
Hi. Diagnosed with carpal tunnel disease, and I had prayer a good few months ago, so much so that it was so much better, I cancelled the surgery. Although I have to say, the last few weeks it's come back, and it gives you really bad pins and needles, but just had prayer, and usually the position, if I do that with my wrists, I get, the fingers just really go numb quickly, and that's not happening now. So, thank you, Lord.
Praise God, that's amazing. Fantastic.